trouble is going to be a short week this week.
For some, yes.
That's right. Because we're going into the 4th of July weekend.
Yes.
Yeah, when are you? When's your last day? Thursday.
On a Thursday.
On a Thursday. Simple.
Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
I will be at the George Wallace family reunion. I'm going to light his family up with that hot sauce. I can't wait, man. I cannot.
That's
wait.
How you're spending the 4th at George Wallace?
No,
house?
It's the 3rd. I'll be there. 4th, I'm gone.
All right. Let's start with the prison break. This reads like a script.
Oh,
The governor said it's Cool Hand Luke and
meets Shawshank.
So who's gonna have it on first? Law and Order.
Lifetime. I think Lifetime might get it.
No, I think Law and Order. I think you're
well,
right.
Well, it's a love story too now, Sybil. It is definitely, you know.
Yeah, Lifetime.
Yeah, Lifetime, a hot woman.
I'm not sure what kind of love we're talking about.
And trust me, whoever plays the lady, it's going to be real fine. Watch. You know how they do that. You're going to go, wait a minute. She didn't. That ain't the same.
The person that plays the tailor.
It's going to be real fine and real white. Trust me on that one.
That's what stuck with me from yesterday's Chris Paul's Morning Minute.
Yeah.
That was the one.
That was the one. He said, they don't want to face the embarrassment of going
Shoot
back.
Shoot me now. I don't want to go back.
I don't want to go back to jail. They're going to have somebody like Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
To play the prison guard.
And you know the story. You're going to go, wait a minute. I remember that she was
a little differently.
Yeah.
That's Hollywood. That's how Hollywood do it.
So now what we know is the two split up about 5 days ago.
Mm-hmm. Slowing him down.
Because he was sick.
You. Go ahead without me, man.
So they split up.
That's prison break talk.
And then the one that's in the one. That's
you like that, Sybil? You weren't impressed by that prison break? Go ahead. Don't let me slow you down.
That's pretty good, player. So... The other one was jogging when a policeman saw him and said,
halt.
Halt. And he wouldn't halt.
See what they do with white people? They yell halt.
And they shoot him in the torso.
Do you see how this story is already? Halt there, evil escapist.
Dangerous man.
And when they do the movie or the television show, how's that scene going to be?
You know Hollywood, man. They're going to twist this thing all around.
So. Yeah, it's going to be a different story than the way we remember it.
Yeah, it's going to be totally new.
And they were on their way to Mexico, but their ride fell through.
Yeah, man.
That was their original plan.
The original plan. And they didn't have, I guess they didn't have a plan B, huh?
So when they came up out of that tunnel, that ride was not there. That was their first OS moment, right?
That was it. That was the OS moment. Oh.
Sugar.
S. Oh,
yes. And we all know how it feels to have an OS moment. We all know how it feels. And we also know how it feels when your ride's not there.
And everything.
When you're going somewhere.
That's just low down.
You're supposed to be going somewhere. And your ride's not
there's
there.
There's nothing like depending on somebody else to take you some damn way, and they're not there. And you call it, oh, that's today?
Oh, sugar, that's today?
That's today?
We've all been there.
Oh, that hurts. You can't cuss, because then they might not show up at all.
Oh, they're cussing. I don't think they have any other way of talking than to cuss.
That was their first OS moment. Yeah.
That was the first of many.
That was the first one. Yeah.
Pastor Joel Osteen was heckled in church.
Yeah.
Who would do that, man?
There was a group of people from this church in Wells, Texas.
I like to start with something funny.
And then they jump, and one person would jump up and say, "You're a liar, Joel.
Let the man get a good joke out of you." practicing that one joke all week.
Joel Osteen, that's the way he opens up.
Oh, he opened a good joke, man. He give you a nice joke.
A nice
man.
One?
Yeah.
A very nice one, yeah. It's cute. Yeah.
You know he's been working on this. He didn't just come up with week long in the parking lot.
Start with something funny. There was this woman one time. Her and her husband weren't speaking to each other. So they started writing notes, just writing notes back and forth to one another.
When you gonna blink your eyes?
I'm blinking now as I talk. I'm blinking.
Okay.
So he wrote her a note that says, "Wake me up in the morning at 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock passed. She didn't get up. He didn't get up. He didn't wake up. He woke up at 8:30. That's how he does it. 8:30. He found a note that said, "Hey, fool, it's 5 o'clock.
That's funny.
Oh, man, he works them, man.
He works them, man.
But you got to get there early because you missed the joke.
The opening joke.
Oh, you missed the joke, man.
And these hecklers were there for the opening joke, and they were heckling him.
And as he was starting his sermon, they started jumping up.
They didn't like the joke?
I don't think it was the joke.
It's a very nice church. Sybil, you've been to that church, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Man, he brings in 10,000 three times.
I don't know what they expected, like six people in a group of 10,000. What kind of uproar were they going to have?
A serious beatdown. What they were going to get.
And they probably
because
did.
His guys are strapped, right?
A lot of their ushers are, you know. These aren't the same ushers that you're used to.
Oh, no. These ain't your white glove behind the back ushers.
who are garbage men during the week.
Oh, no. These some different types. Yeah. In fact, this surprised them because they'd never seen ushers like that. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these guys.
This is not Usher Board 2.
No.
No, this ain't the letter. Shh, keep it down. No, not either.
These are taking you under that arm with a piece in their pocket or a strap to them.
And so they put the hecklers out?
Yeah, they took them out.
They put them out, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Joel Osteen.
God has a plan for you today. Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Every day is Friday.
Okay. Nice, man. Very
that's
nice.
His mindset.
That's one of his books.
Every day is Friday. Mm-hmm. I kind of like Friday. That.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Well, you're not going to heckle a man. No, you're not going to. Joke all week long, man.
So they, I don't know. And that's the really
that had to be kind of scary, though, with everything that's going on with churches.
And that's what the people because, in the church said.
Because these guys, these people just got up and started yelling, Joel Osteen. That's,
you're a liar.
You're a liar. You're a liar. Started reading scripture. And you just last week, you had Charleston, you know. Yeah. So that had to be very, very scary.
And that's exactly what the people said. They said they had visions of what had happened just the week previous. And so a lot of people just started streaming out. They didn't even.
And so what happened to the hecklers? Did they get arrested?
They were arrested. They said the six men were arrested.
And they're still in jail. They should be.
Well.
Joel Osteen, man. White Smokey Robinson. What is wrong with them, man?
And they didn't like the joke, huh?
No, the joke's on them now.